You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have, we're the day before the full moon lunar eclipse at 4 degrees of Aquarius, which will be happening at 1:20 p.m. Pacific, which is where I am. And it's like a real doozy. And probably you're feeling that. There's probably something going on in your life and you can feel like that, you know, it's important, but you might not understand a thing that's going on. That's what I'm sort of picking up that's going on for people during this whole eclipse season, especially with the lunar eclipse is actually conjunct the south node, which is our past lives, past scenarios, past gifts too, things that we have learned and are able to bring through with us. And then Mars retrograde is right there as well. So, and it's squaring Uranus, and oh my goodness, it's a difficult configuration. There's difficult stuff going on. We're definitely there's a leveling up, and the past is sort of, you know, there's gifts from the past, from your south node, but it's also the past. So you want to make sure that you pick very wisely what gifts you're going to bring with you into the future. And Mars there is like, it's retrograde. So it's like looking back on everything, but it's kind of, you know, like that's how I feel right now, is I really don't even know what to say about everything because I'm so confused about my own life. And what the vibe of things that are going on is that I just don't see what's coming. And I'm like trying to make the most informed choices. Yet, even though I'm doing that, things aren't working out how I imagined they would or how I would want them to. And so it's like causing me to like feel resentful of situations that I don't want in my life, that are in my life, yet also responsible, because I do believe we create our own reality. And so there's this confusion about like, why am I creating this reality? And that's sort of the thing, is there's a confusion, I think, because we're trying to march ahead into our ever-evolving higher selves, but we're like stuck with sort of the baggage or the karma or the emotional consequences of our past actions right now. So with the full moon, I think it's a really good time to kind of gather all that's gone before and pack it all up and then, you know, send it off to the universe to be transformed into love, because we can't easily go to the future when we're replaying the scenarios of the past. So there might be a part of you that is just like, with Mars retrograde, it's like really uncomfortable to be retrograde for Mars. It sucks. It sucks to not be going forward, because Mars is like a go forward kind of guy. So there might be, you might feel frustrated by, and that's a Mars emotion, it frustrated by being stuck in what seems like the past or scenarios that feel like you don't deserve them or you didn't create them. But at the same time, you know, and it could be coming too from, with the 4 degrees Aquarius, it could very well likely be coming from family or community or, you know, some sort of organization that you're involved with, or like the bigger kind of community energy of Aquarius, friendships. Like it could be hitting you in that area as well, where you're recreating these scenarios in those areas of your life. So, but with the full moon, it's an opposition, right? Between the sun and the moon. And the sun is in Leo, and Leo has come from the heart and like authentically be who you are and express your warmth and your joy and your happiness and have fun and be courageous and be regal and be, you know that you're worth it and know that your heart's desire is worth it too. So there's this sort of bizarro like pull, because the Mars is activating everything to like focus us on the past or situations we don't want. But then there's this other like hopeful, you know, the sun is in its home in Leo. So it's feeling pretty strong and helping show us what our heart wants, show us what our true heart's desire is and how to go in that direction. And with the North Node, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable because we don't know it yet. We don't know what that's going to be. So you might be trying to throw off the past right now, and it's not leaving necessarily as easy as you would like, or there's more details about it that you didn't realize were there. That is kind of stressful. So if you, you know that there's also a Chiron, which is the wounded healer, the part of us that's really motivated to heal the past, is trying this sun in Leo. So it's like we do, even though there's all this confusion going on, I still think we can have the consciousness of knowing that it's all for our greater good. And that if we can kind of come from our heart and from our best intentions and from a place of self-love too, because you got to give yourself a break and cut yourself some slack, even though, you know, you might be making shitty decisions or things might not be turning out how you wanted, or, you know, that could be happening, but you got to cut yourself some slack, because the self-love and coming from a place of love is what the North Node is trying to help you do. And then once you come from that place, you can kind of see, or at least have patience with the process. And with the Leo energy, it could be a dramatic process. Like you might be, you know, emotions are like, especially with the eclipse portal opening on the 4 degrees of Aquarius, and there's a need to detach, because that's Aquarius, that's what Aquarius is great at. And, or perhaps, this is another interpretation too, there is a need to not detach. And that's what the Leo energy is it's a very attached energy, right? So there's like, maybe we're getting a chance to see where we were throwing stuff off that we might not want to throw off, you know, like where there's aspects of our character or our, you know, our talents or our connection to the greater good that we need to bring through with us to come from the heart in the future. So keep in mind that there's like, it is pretty high stakes times, right? Because it's the full moon. So we're getting to have a big bright light shone on maybe what's confusing us. So as we've come headed towards this full moon is when all the confusion's happening. And hopefully once it releases, then we won't be so confused and exhausted. I think a lot of people are feeling confused and exhausted right now. And even physically, like because of this, like, I guess it's, you know, the up-leveling and there's so much energy on the planet right now. Like we're all, you know, kind of at crossfires in the vibrations of the planetary energy. And so it's physically exhausting too. Like you might find yourself like full of aches and pains and like, you know, a sore back or headaches or just like world-weary exhaustion where you just want to like lie flat on your back and do nothing. So try to honor the moments when you need to lie down and be still or when you need to just take a break and know that you are processing a lot of information right now. We all are. We're all kind of processing a lot. And things, because of the Uranus energy, the Uranus is squaring Mars, which is creating like, oh my goodness, it's creating a lot of like, it could even be violent energy or explosive energy or kind of warrior energy. You might want to like blow up or scream and yell or, you know, do something to break up the monotony, because Uranus just can't have it. It can't have you not changing. And so if you're not willing to like, you know, get up and roll with it, then usually like, that's when the shitstorm hits and stuff comes at you. So, you know, the more engaged you are in the process, the more I always find the more easily everything goes. So it's tricky for fixed signs though, which is Leo and Aquarius and Taurus and Scorpio, because change is quite traumatic and difficult. So there might be that feeling of, you know, Aquarius, the lunar eclipse is in Aquarius. So there might be that like, you want to dig your heels in and not have to change, but life and circumstances are forcing change upon you. And that is really hard too, because it's hard to see why it's happening the way it's happening. But if you can trust that it's for your greater good and that this is part of your evolution and that you'll come out on the other side knowing and seeing and understanding why it all went down the way it went down, then it makes it a lot easier, I think, to handle it, even though it is incredibly frustrating. But with that, like there is the healing energy of the sun trining Chiron, which I think is really good. And Venus is in Virgo. And I think this really helps with our ability to look at relationships in detail. So we might be able to like really see what it is about the relationships and what it is about what we value, our relationship to everything, things that we value, love, relationships, like even things are kind of our relationship to our diet. And in Virgo, there's this like super fine detailed ability to see what's not working and what needs to go and what needs to come. So you can tap into that with this Virgo energy. And Mercury is gone retrograde starting the 25th. So that is just adding like six planets are in retrograde right now. So again, there's the confusing times. It's like, oh, I'm trying to go forward. But no, there's like all this riffraff that I got to deal with, which sucks because you just want to go forward. But everything has a time and everything has a place. So if we can use the retrograde energy, especially with Mercury too, because Mercury's always like the trickster and don't buy a car and don't... don't expect communications to work out that smoothly and just be prepared for things to be a little confusing. But when you go into retrograde, if you can look back, like keep looking back and think, what am I learning? What is it that's repeating now that I need to let go of? Where in the past is this emotion coming from? Because there's likely a lot of emotions coming up right now. So if you can like ask, like, where's this coming from? And also know that you don't want to recreate the stuff from the past, right? Like you want to try and recreate new stuff in the future. So you got to be able to like let the emotions come up and release them and let them come and release them. And it's all a matter of just focusing on the feeling in the body, right? And just breathing into that and consciously breathing it out. And just the conscious intention to release the emotion transforms it to its positive side. So that's something we can do right now. So even though things might be tricky, you can really use this full moon energy to release the past, release, 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 and go towards the future. And so it's good to get clear as you're releasing about what you're creating and how you want it to go. Because the eclipses do create change that often, like, you know, forever change the landscapes of our lives, and things go down and situations occur, and where you come to an understanding, or you cross through a door that you can't open again, or, you know, death and birth and all kinds of really heavy duty emotional stuff goes down, and lovely things too, like meeting, you know, companions, past life companions and like lovers that you've lost. And you can feel that there's like an import to what's going on right now. So it's not easy for any of us, but there's a greater thing unfolding. And shortly after this, let me just see where we are here. Another aspect that's important during this eclipse is Venus and Pluto. Venus in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn are trining each other. So there could be work to be done in relationships, or like where you're kind of there to be of service to each other in some way, if you can think of it that way. And if you can take on the discipline and the responsibility necessary to make these relationships what they could be, you won't regret it. You'll be like, you know, there is, when people come together under like a Venus trine Pluto, there's deep work being done, and also deep like levels of companionship and like, you know, not a superficial relationship, but relationships where, you know, you're at the birth of a child together, or you're at the deathbed of someone together, or, you know, you're there when you're just there with each other through these really heavy duty life experiences. And life has heavy duty experiences. There's some things that people go through that, I mean, gosh, we're lucky when it's just peaceful, because some really terrible things can go down in a human life. But with Venus and Pluto, there's this sense of like whoever you're connected to, you're in it for the long haul and you can count on each other. And there's like a loyalty and a willing to do the work and a willing to stay the long game. So that energy is all wrapped into this too. So much is going on. And I hope that I was able to kind of capture a little bit of what that is, even though I feel really confused myself right now and do not really understand how everything's rolling. But I do know, you know, the South Node is, and the past is active, and what's coming up is coming from there, and that there's a release opportunity available with the lunar eclipse and the full moon. And that after about 6 months, we'll kind of see what was going down. We'll be able to have a clearer understanding about why we went through all of this. So that's nice. It's nice to always be able to just kind of see, like, what's going on. And then there's also the saying that came up this week that seemed important, is that whatever costs you your peace is too expensive. So that's a way to look at it. Because I'm sure that Mars isn't really happy right now in Aquarius and retrograde, but maybe that's what's costing you your peace. So if you can kind of change your, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I feel like that's a Wayne Dyer quote. I kind of think it is, but maybe he was quoting someone else. But it is true. So if you can kind of find a way, now for sure you can find a way to shift your perspective. So what I would do, and what I'm going to do during this lunar eclipse, is ask for understanding and ask for patience and ask for perseverance and ask to be able to come from my heart at all times and be able to release the past, because releasing the past is necessary for us to go forward. So if you have any questions or are curious about how the eclipses hit your chart or affect your chart personally, please feel free to contact me. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions about how this connects with your chart or any astrological information at all, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and many bright blessings of understanding.